You're listening to the 252nd edition of the Bitachon Podcast. And we are learning the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chaf, chapter 16, verse 20. In Proverbs, it says like this, Maskil al davar yimtza toif. Someone who is wise, who thinks about manners, so he will find good. Ubotech b'Hashem ashraf. A person who trusts in Hashem is praiseworthy. Okay, so there's two different approaches to this pasuk. One is that it's actually a contrast between a person who is intellectual, who might be wise, and then as opposed to somebody who trusts in Hashem, who's faithful, who believes that things are going to be good, who has confidence in Hashem. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that it's saying that a person who uses their intellect, and we'll see what that means and how it applies, but a person who uses their intellect is on a certain level, that's good, but a person who also applies their bitachon is even deeper. Botech b'Hashem ashrav, the one who trusts in Hashem, is truly joyous. The word ashrei can mean praiseworthy or can mean a deep level of happiness. Let's learn together. Rashi first is brought here. Maskil al davar yimtza toif. Hanoisin leiv lisbonen al dvarav. Rashi says that what does it mean, maskil? A person who's wise, it means someone who pays attention, who thinks about matters. Why? Lefalis is drachov. He wants to bring his paths, he wants to bring his ways into balance. Yimtza toif. So when I use my intellect in that way, I try to bring my life into balance, I'm going to find good. Things are going to be good for me. Matech b'Hashem, and trusting in Hashem, k'shumafalis drachov. Now, sometimes a person is looking for balance, and in so doing, v'roya b'mitzvah sheish b'sakana chisaron kis. Person might find that there's a particular spiritual obligation, a mitzvah, that needs to be done, and it involves a certain danger, and it might be a physical danger, it might be a financial danger. But he trusts in Hashem, and he does good. Meaning, despite the danger, he does what he knows is right. Ashrav. So that person is praiseworthy. Hein ashurav shelai. The joy, the praiseworthiness belongs to him. Okay, so it's very interesting. I'm just thinking about my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Perez Zechariah Levracha, used to say that if you want to figure out what's the right way to go, let's say you have a question, you have a dilemma in front of you, and you're not sure which is the right thing, which is the correct path, which is going to have a good result. So he would say that if you can find a halachic ramification for it, if you can find a moral justification, I would say, for one particular choice over the other, so then that guarantees a positive result. Which basically means that if I follow the principle, if I follow the dictates of the Torah, so then in the end, things are going to come out good. It might not look good in the beginning, but ultimately when I do what's right, so then things will work out right. And it seems to me that that's similar to what Rashi here is saying. That if I see that I'm going to do the right thing, but it involves a particular challenge or difficulty, but if I go with it, if I take it to its spiritual end, so it's going to be good. I have a promise. If I trust in Hashem, it's going to work out well. That's Rashi. Now he brings the Rabbeinu Yoina. K'sheyoyches b'meshet taskim adasalov. When a person holds on to that which the intellect agrees with, meaning a person thinks about a matter, he thinks about an idea, he thinks about a situation, and he intellectually approaches it not so much from an emotional space, not from the ego, not from bias. Interesting. If a person doesn't lean on his mind to think that I'm going to be successful, if I do it this way, I'm guaranteed success in the future. But rather the person leans on the compassion of Hashem, the mercy of heaven, So if a person takes that approach generally, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to figure out, what is it that Hashem wants from me? I'm trying to always not just depend on myself, I'm trying to always depend just on Hashem. So then, when a person takes that approach, when a person is living in a bitachon mindset, we could say, so then, even when it seems that I don't know how things are going to turn out, I don't know what's the right path to take, I don't know what, you know, I don't have enough information in this situation to get to the desired outcome that I want. That's not going to stop me. It's not going to prevent the power of my faith in Hashem, who I'm a ushar. So if a person has that approach, where no matter what, I'm not holding on to the outcomes. I'm saying, Hashem, you are in charge of the future. You are in charge of the outcomes. I got to show up. I got to be present and trying to do what I believe is Hashem's will, but I don't know how it's going to turn out. That's the spiritual approach. That's the approach of bitachon. And that person, a person who can live in that space, think about it, if you're not always holding on to the outcomes, you won't be disappointed. No matter what, it's going to be good. Hashem, I trust that Hashem has the best outcome in mind for me. He brings here in a note on the bottom, Rabbeinu Yonah Mevar. Rabbeinu Yonah explains, person who trusts in Hashem, gam kasher mishtadel v'yakir, even when he's involved in taking action, he remembers and he recognizes ki yeshuasa b'menu v'loy mikoyach atzmai. This is what we're after, folks. No matter what, if I'm involved in hishtadlus or not, but especially if I'm involved in hishtadlus and taking actions and efforts, I recognize that the salvation is not because of me. I recognize that if the 92% of the missiles that get knocked out of the sky indeed get knocked out, it's not because of us. It's the siyata d'shmaya. It's the heavenly assistance. Akara zu tiviyehu ki gam im nikla lamatzav shebedercha teva einetza. Very important. This kind of recognition will help a person that even if we end up in a place or a space where it seems hopeless, where it seems like there is no natural path to success, no natural path to being saved. That person, hopefully that's us, that person will not ever feel like he's lacking in his faith in Hashem. Hashem can save me no matter what. Hashem sometimes uses my efforts to save me, but it doesn't always have to be that way. And we get to think about that a lot today, especially with the missiles falling and the nisim that are going on, the miracles that are happening every single day that Hashem is doing for us. We get to be humbled to realize that Hashem is directly protecting us. The Sefer of the Maspik, which is from an Rambam, he explains in a similar way. And from this, you can draw conclusions about what bitachon looks like, he says. Not just bitachon, what our obligation in bitachon is. Let's say a person is bitten by a snake or by an akrav, a scorpion. Not only does a person need to obviously take the precautions and necessary measures to heal the wound, to scrape around the area and to apply the antidote, person needs to immediately trust, turn to Hashem and trust in Hashem. Hashem has in his hands the souls of every living creature. We describe Hashem as the one who kills and gives life. The person who got bitten by a snake, so clearly there was a judgment about that person. And Hashem has meted out judgment upon that person. In order for that to happen, it has to be that that's something that was meant to happen. And now, once we recognize that Hashem is the Mamis, Hashem is the one who brings out judgment upon a person, so then we recognize He's the Mechaya, He's the one who also brings out life, gives life. And then Hashem will have mercy upon the person. And Hashem will save the person with His kindness, just like the person was judged. And as He's putting on the lotion, putting on the antidote, taking care of the wound, have in mind that Hashem, or Davin, that Hashem should help, that this should be successful, that it should succeed in curing me. Amnam Cain. Imgam Tikla. However, understand that even if it happens, Lamakam Shalitimsaboy Davar Marapi, let's say a person is in a situation where they don't have the antidote, where they don't have a lotion to take care of the bite of the scorpion. He's in a wilderness. He doesn't have anything to put on the wound. Let's say a person, has terrible stomach pains. And he is in a lonely place. He's in a secluded area. There's no doctors and there's no medicines. So then all the person has is bitachon alone. Yeah? So let's take it into today. A siren is going off. Let's say I'm in a place where there's nowhere to go. Start praying. Obviously, we do that naturally. That's the instinct. But start davening. Having bitachon. Hashem is going to take care of me. Hashem is protecting me. Just stay calm. Chemisha hiflig lelev yam. Vizaf alav hayam. Person who's out at sea. And the waters are stormy. Vinotku hamifrashim of the eitzim. I mean, hege hasvina v'kabernitel. There's turbulence. And the captain of the ship says, we've got no hope. Again, all that's left, turn to Hashem. Come back to our bitachon. Hashem knows the great potential for damage. Hashem will not allow you to be disappointed from His compassion. Hashem will save you in that moment when it seems like there's no hope. Don't give up hope. Rely on Hashem. Put your faith on Hashem. That's the Rabbeinu Yoina and Rabbi Avram and Rambam. Now he brings here from the Darkei HaGemara Lari Panton, which I've never heard of, but he talks about the idea of Ishtadlus in a way that I'm not used to, but we got to see all the different opinions. Somebody wants to attain a particular thing. He says, you got to put in every effort. To prepare yourself and do everything that's needed in order to attain it. It's important to know that there is such an opinion. But I will mention that I've heard a lot of people quote this opinion. I don't remember seeing it except for this little paragraph throughout this entire book that we've been studying together for a few years now together. So it's important to know that there is such an opinion. It is not the main opinion, but an opinion nonetheless. He says that putting in efforts is necessary. It's absolutely necessary. You cannot get away without that. But despite that, you need to daven. You need to ask Hashem's mercy that you should get heavenly assistance. Be very careful. Do not say, this is my strength and my power that accomplished it for me. Like the Gemara says in Nida, Daf Tesma Beis, Shloisha Divrei Derech Eretz. There are three matters of Derech Eretz. The word Derech Eretz can either mean the way of the land, literally, can mean respectfulness, or can also mean ways of making parnosu. Mayasanam Viyachim. What's the way of the land? What should a person do in order to become wise? Yirbe b'yeshiva v'imai b'schayra. So here it says, you should sit and learn and be involved in spiritual matters. That should be most of what you do. And a little bit of merchandise. A little bit of parnosa. Amru harbe asiv la'ayilu. The Gemara says, many did this, but it didn't work. Le'ivagish rachmi mishachok mashaloi. So what should a person do? You should pray for mercy from the one who wisdom is his. Now, there could be a few different understandings of this. One understanding could just be that you got to spend time involved in your livelihood. So daven that Hashem should give you wisdom, that this, the time that you spend in spiritual matters should be more powerful, even though you're spending less time. That's one possible explanation. But it could also be the opposite. That it's, if a person is not succeeding with the spiritual approach, daven more. Deepen your spiritual approach. Daven that Hashem should help you, that the wisdom should be more powerful. That the spiritual side of yourself should be more powerful. Let's see what he says. He brings our pasuk and he says, this is what King Solomon means when he says, praiseworthy, maskil al-davar yimtzatav, a person who is wise in the matter will find good. Batech b'Hashem Ashrav, the one who trusts in Hashem is praiseworthy. Ratziloimar, it means to say, m'shtadal b'charitzis b'chol davar limtzatav m'chuvan m'vukishtav. Let's say a person is trying to get a particular thing that he's after. And he's putting in every effort. But he makes sure that he's not trusting only in himself, not in his intellect, but he's also trusting in Hashem. Ashrav, that person is praiseworthy. Because then the person will succeed in attaining that which he wishes with Hashem's help. Okay, so even if a person goes with the shita that says you have to do every effort, so you have to be extra, extra careful with that shita. You have to be extra, extra careful to be constantly, I'm adding, to be constantly davening, to be constantly praying, Hashem, make this successful. Hashem, help me with this. Don't ever think that it's you. Don't ever think that it's your efforts. Don't make that mistake. Then he brings from the Sefer Yad Avshalom. Omer Maskil al-Davar Yimtzatov. Pasuk says, the wise one in a matter will find good. Ki ha'ish ha-maskil ha-manig ma'asav al-pi ha-seichel. Person who is wise, who directs his actions based on his intellect. Inevada Yimtzatov ma'asav al-minagativi. So, if a person learns from experience, so, I mean, that's the best way to go, right? In a pashup shot sense, in a regular superficial sense. When a person goes with the intellect, thinking about matters, thinking things through, so in a natural way, he's going to find good. But if a person does something deeper, a person trusts in Hashem, if a person, when he is determining which path to take, he uses his mind, he uses his heart, he uses his bitachon, he uses his faith in Hashem to guide him on the path. So then he's going to have Ashkacha Pratis, he's going to have divine providence, and he will be praiseworthy. Because bitachon in Hashem is the foundation of the Torah, and it's the main aspect of faith in Hashem, of Amunah. What is bitachon? Bitachon means, I have faith in Hashem. I have confidence in Hashem. I know that Hashem is going to take care of me. That comes from tzidkus b'yosher ha'deus v'maisim. Interesting language. It means righteousness in the straightness of one's opinions and actions. Okay? It's a deeper straightness. It's a deeper type of understanding. Hashem loves wisdom. But Hashem loves even more when we attach ourselves, connect with that deeper, heartfelt wisdom, I would say, which is bitachon, gemesh amar bekan. And that's what Shlomo Melech is saying. Once again, let's read this pasuk. Maskil al davar yim setayv. The one who is intellectual, does things with intellect, will find good. Utech b'shem ashrov. But it's deeper. It's deeper when a person is in a place of bitachon, is in a place of faith in Hashem. And with that, we will continue next time. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.